Have you ever looked around your house and realized you've been moving for hours, but you can't remember actually connecting with anyone? You've fed people, you folded laundry, you answered all the questions, and somehow your mind was already three steps ahead the whole time. That is me way too often. And lately, because of all the chaos and busyness, I've been catching myself there more. Today you'll hear that I am actually not recording in my normal spot. I'm in the car. So it probably sounds bad, but this week has been back-to-back medical appointments, so please forgive me for the lesser audio quality. I've noticed this week especially that I have been more physically present and less mentally. I have not been able to be as connected with my family or even my own life because I've been thinking about the next appointment, the next load of clothes or dishes I need to do, the next form that I need to sign, the to-do list that I've barely been able to check anything off of, even though I haven't slowed down for a minute. And it's not that I don't want to be with my family. They're my priority. I adore them. But my brain isn't shutting off. It doesn't want to shut off long enough to actually enjoy them after it's been running on high for so long, because you know we were just in the hospital and I have a medical mom life. And so it's very easy for my brain to get trapped in a cycle because I'm managing so much where it's just on all the time. That is a big problem. So if you feel like that too, you are in good company today. I want to talk about what's really happening in our brains when we're distracted, and just a simple, teeny, tiny little habit that can help us come back into our actual moment.
Here at Her Home and Heart, my mission is to help you simplify your routines and strengthen your heart as a Christian homeschool mom so you can live with more peace and purpose. I'm Katie Keene, and I am so glad you're here.
Science shows us that being distracted is not a focus problem, it's actually a fatigue problem. So our brains, which I love to talk about our brains, you've heard me talk about brains a lot during a lot of the shows that we've been on together, but our brains can only handle so many decisions and switch-ups before they just wear out. The researchers call it directed attention fatigue. So it's what happens when we've spent the day trying to ignore interruptions and we simply don't even have the mental energy left to filter them out by the end of the day. There was one study that found that every single time that we switch tasks, our brains have to physically reorient before we can focus again. And at one point, I know years back, I read that it can take us a good 15 minutes or so to really re-engage fully with our focus. It means the more that we multitask, the more tired our brains get and the harder it actually is to even be present. So when you're helping with math, you're thinking about dinner, and maybe you're scrolling here and there just for a minute to relax, what's happening is your mind is actually working overtime to keep up with all of that switching. So it's no wonder that you and I end up feeling scattered and anxious. The other day I was listening to one of my kids tell a story. My youngest has been a storyteller since before he could even speak. He would sit in his car seat facing backwards. He was that little. The car seat was still reversed. And he would say, and then, and he would blabble in between. And he was so excited. His arms were flying. His smile was huge. And I realized that I actually wasn't even listening. I was smiling. I was nodding. And yet in my mind, I was checking off the to-do list. I caught myself. And as usual, I thought, Kate, this is not how you want to live. That tiny moment was my current wake-up call in this season that I'm not being present in my own life again. It's the chaos has overwhelmed me, and I do kind of feel more like I'm just sort of an employee who's managing my family and their life, and that is not how I want to live. So my memory came back to me, and it was about my wedding. Steve and I, years ago, we're almost at 25 years of marriage. I had a friend. She was one of my bridesmaids, and out of the blue, she said, Katie, I'm going to stop you every 20 minutes to every 30 minutes so that you can just pause and look around as we get ready for this special day. I want you to be able to soak it in and remember it. That was the best gift I was given for our wedding, besides my actual wonderful husband, because I do remember that day. I was able to soak it in, and I do have so many beautiful, precious memories instead of just a single blur of a day filled with activities that I can't recall. You may hear a helicopter over me, and that's because I'm sitting in the hospital parking lot. So please excuse me if the sound is just awful. So I really don't want to miss out on remembering motherhood. I don't want to miss out on remembering my kids' childhoods. And I really don't want to miss out either on remembering my own life. The Bible addresses this. It's Psalm 46. that verse came to mind, and it's, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still isn't about sitting in silence with folded hands. In Hebrew, it means to cease striving. Stop fighting to control every detail. Stop trying to hold all the balls in the air. Stop trying to keep them all juggling. It's an invitation to us to take a breath and just remember who's actually running the show. If something on my to-do list falls off because I spent a moment engaging with my precious treasures that the Lord has given me to steward, my children or my husband, then He will help take care of that to-do. And I have to trust Him. So here's a habit that helps me to snap back when I notice this is going on in my life, when I notice my mind is drifting and I'm just not present. I mean, sometimes I can sit in the front seat of the car on a short trip to the store with my husband, and he can have an entire half paragraph that he'll say, and I'll realize I heard none of it. And he's asking me a question, looking at me and expecting a response. That's not okay. So what can we do? So it's really simple. Thank heaven, because we need simple, right? Just stop what you're doing for that moment. Take your hands off the phone, pause what you're doing. Just anything to put the brakes on. Then take a slow and deep breath. Do this very simple grounding activity. Feel your feet on the floor, feeling that breath going in. Notice something around you. Do you hear your child's voice, your husband's voice? Can you smell dinner cooking? How about, is there light coming through the window in a beautiful way? And then lastly, just say, be still. I don't have to hold everything right now. Of course, if I said that out loud to my husband, Steve would think I was strange. He'd know what I was doing, but you just say it inside yourself. Just be still. It's okay. You do not have to hold everything yourself. It takes less than 2 minutes. Honestly, it could take 30 seconds. Scientists say that when you do this, you activate your parasympathetic nervous system. It's that part of your body that tells your heart rate to slow down, and it tells your brain to focus again. So just this tiny few seconds of a pause away from screens, away from multitasking, away from that constant swirl that no one else can hear, but it's raging loud inside of your brain. Just that little step away will reset your attention, and it's going to reduce your mental fatigue. I learned once from my ophthalmologist that a long gaze out the window will have the same effect, but it will also relax your eye muscles. So hopefully that helps some of the eye fatigue. It can literally just help your brain come back online. After a few days of doing this, you'll notice that you aren't snapping as fast at everybody. You'll remember more of the conversations that you have with your husband or with your kids. That's always a win. And at the end of the day, you'll just feel a little more like yourself. This habit does not make life slower. This won't. It's going to just help you catch life before it flies by. It's going to help you hold on to it, to notice it, to be present and to live it. And it's really one of my favorite ways that I can also practice faith in real time, because I'm pausing and I'm just trusting God that He'll keep the world spinning even while I catch my breath, because I am not all powerful. But sometimes when there's so much that I feel are on my shoulders, so many different details and things I feel that I'm in charge of, it can be easy to forget who's really pulling the strings and who thankfully is really in control. You don't have to wait for your house to be still or quiet. You don't even have to wait for the van to be quiet. If you've got all your crew in the back and they're making a ton of noise, you can do this at a stoplight. You can practice stillness right in the middle of your busy day. So the next time you feel distracted, you're feeling pulled in every direction, just pause. Just take a few seconds. Breathe. Remember, be still. Just notice what's right in front of you, what's around you. And that is how you come back home to your life. So let me quickly pray for you this week. Lord, please help my friend to pause long enough to notice your presence and to notice the beautiful people that you've placed around her. Remind her she doesn't have to control everything to be faithful to you. Teach her to be still and to trust that you are God right here in the noise. Before I go, I want to remind you that I have just released the Life Well Lived Planner, and it will help you write down one moment that you are fully present today. That simple reflection can help train your mind to come back home easily anytime that you feel that you're drifting away. The Life Well Lived Planner is on Amazon, and in fact, I would be very grateful to you if you would pull it up and give me feedback. Send me an email at katie@herhomeandheart.com. I just want to know, do you like the cover? Do you like the description? Do you understand what is in that book? And if not, that will help me to tailor it and to make some changes that will help other moms who need support in paper form to be able to utilize it. Remember, it's not about doing it all. It's about the small things done with great love. So blessings to you and your family, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye.
If you've been struggling to find the perfect math curriculum, you don't have to look any further. CTC Math is an amazing answer. It has comprehensive video lessons, self-paced learning, instant feedback, extra printable worksheets, and it's really convenient for busy moms like me. This program has helped my children who are both gifted and have learning challenges to be able to excel at math. Head over to ctcmath.com to start your free trial today.